Good morning, everybody. It's 10:45, and this is the Police Judicial and Legal Committee. And we are meeting when we said we would, where we said we would. And we have an agenda before us. Item number one, approval of the minutes from the July 2nd, 2018 meeting.
So move.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes unanimously. Public comments. If there's anyone here to make public comments on any topic whatsoever, you may do so now, limited to 2 minutes. Yes, sir.
Yeah. You can ask comments on items as well?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that concludes item two. Item number three, police matters.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
Yep. Mayor, if it's not inappropriate, may I take B first, or do I need to go with A first on the agenda?
I believe since B is an announcement, I think we'll be okay with the state if we make said announcement, since okay. It does not involve a vote. Otherwise, we couldn't.
I understand. That's what I wanted to ask. Well, Mayor and committee members, I'm proud to announce that on July 28th, our police department was in Michigan at our CLIA conference for our 9th reaccreditation award. Things went very well. We were reaccredited. Gold standard with excellence. And what that means is agencies can be accredited by submitting to 80% of their policies and procedures. We opted to submit 100%,
wow,
all of ours, and we had zero deficiencies coming out of the hearings for accreditation. So very proud of our agency, very proud of the men and women who do the work every day to make us look that good.
Awesome. And, thank you.
And we'll make a formal presentation when the actual award comes to us in
that
the mail.
Sounds good.
And we'll do it at council if that
maybe
is okay with the mayor.
Will it make it by next week, or will it be September maybe?
Well, it could. Well,
okay.
If not, well, we'll push it off. But
we'll sure
hopefully
we
can get it here that quick. But they tell us it can be 4 to 6 weeks to get the actual framed award to us. So
big summer for the town of Mount Pleasant, All-America City, that.
Well, that's, I can tell you when I introduced myself and our team, at the hearings, I did make mention that we just recently were identified as All-America City. So that was kind of nice, too, to mention that as well.
Great. Forward, so. Fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Look forward to the big award.
Thank
All right,
you.
So let's go back to item A.
Yes, sir. Well, this is a recommendation by the police department to amend our towing and our record service ordinance. For years, many years, ever since I've been here, we've had 3 towing companies, sometimes 2. And the requirement was to be a business within the town of Mount Pleasant. Although in the past that has served us, but with the growth and the traffic we've experienced, we feel the need to cast it out a little further, to offer this towing services or allow other towing companies from outside of Mount Pleasant to assist us. We have run into several situations where, although these companies try hard, they can't always make it to our tows. I think this past weekend or weekend before, it was over an hour and a half before we could even get a record to show up to one of our accidents. We've talked to these companies that are here local. They understand our need to make sure we can serve our community and we can get tow trucks to these wrecks, these disabled, get our roads cleared as quickly as possible. Some of the issues they have run into is being able to hire drivers that can live over here and work over here. So what we're looking at trying to do is get it where now we're recommending as a 4-mile radius from the town of Mount Pleasant. That would bring in some of the companies that, and we're hoping, we don't know who's, we may not have any apply, but we assume we'll have some companies that will apply that are already established, already working for the police agencies who have large enough companies that can supply tow trucks for us. So that's the main item, the main change we want. We want to be able to open it up to other towing companies outside of Mount Pleasant. With the understanding these companies tend to be licensed to do business in this town, even though their brick and mortar may be outside of our jurisdiction, they still have to pay their business fees. So I'd be happy to answer any questions about it or concerns. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think that's something similar. I know AAA, for instance, if you call AAA, Jennings comes from North Charleston over here to take care of you, and they take a while. You know, one of the issues, and I've talked to you about this before, sure, tow services don't clean up well. I mean, in the front of our neighborhood, I'm constantly finding pieces of, glass and things like that from wrecks. and then plastic from bumpers and all kinds of stuff. So the ones that we're using now just aren't doing a good job cleaning up after the wreck, I think. There must have been a wreck out in front of our neighborhood because there's glass, looked like from a windshield. It was all on the street. So whoever we you know, decide to use, you know, we need to make sure that they clean up well, because it's not happening right now, at least in front of my neighborhood.
I understand. That's certainly something that we can pass on, even currently, without changes, because they are required to clean up from the accident. We can make sure officers on the scene are reminding that before they ever leave the scene.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Bustos?
No.
No. You need a motion for
that. Well, I was going to ask, do we need to do this by vote?
Yes, sir. It has to be an ordinance change.
All right.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we recommend to town council that we change chapter 112 towing to include the recommendations by chief.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Did we give you what you need in that motion before we vote?
Yes, sir.
And we'll make that change. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion as stated, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. So we'll look forward to moving that along to council. This moves us item four, judicial matters. There are no agenda items. Item five, legal matters and ordinance amending Title 9 general regulations by adding a new Chapter 98 titled Prevention of Discrimination in the Rental or Sale of Housing. That's ordinance number 18044. I believe this came before us before. All we had to figure out was some enforcement items of that. So if you'll just give us a briefing on that.
Yes, sir. We think it's ready based on what we've heard from committee and council. There were some adjustments to the penalty. Mr. Pagliarini, would you cover that?
Yes, sir. I think the decision at least been made for first reading. Obviously, it's subject to change, but I think this has been fairly well vetted that civil penalty, much like we enforce our smoking ordinance, is probably the best way to go about this. So I think that that decision brings in comments from Ms. Whitley, who is the originator of these various ordinances, police department, legal department, and staff in general.
Okay, so if we pass this, or do we want to do these together, A and B? Do we need to do them together, or should separate?
You can take them both together if you'd like.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then item B is an ordinance amending Title 9 by adding a new Chapter 99 titled Equal Enjoyment and Privileges to Public Accommodations, 18045. So if you'd touch on that briefly so everyone here knows what we're talking about.
Yes, sir. Well, two separate ordinances. One relates more to housing and housing discrimination. The other is public access and accommodations. As previously stated at committee, several municipalities passed similar type legislation several years ago. Under the federal and state, all religion, race, those types of items are covered under law. However, when it comes to sexual orientation and gender identity, those are not covered, and this would cover that gap at the local level.
Okay. And remind me again, did we pass these on first reading or did we send them back?
No, sir, they were sent back to discuss the penalty and at least whether it was going to be enforced by police department or civil penalty.
Okay, and so both of these would involve a civil penalty for a violation?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, counsel?
I'm prepared to make a motion.
Please.
I make a motion that we approve under 5A and B, the ordinances as described by staff.
You mean a recommendation to approve to council?
Right.
You said approval. Okay. If it's a recommendation to approve to council to approve, then I second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Is there any public comment? Yes, ma'am. Please give name, address, and 2 minutes. I think they want you to go so that you come out on the tape.
Thank you, Mayor and Council members. I'm Colleen Condon, and I live at 1705 West Sancroft in Charleston. Certainly, we know that Mount Pleasant is a great place to live, and congratulations on the All-American City. We want to make sure to really help promote that we know that Mount Pleasant is a place that is an all-American city for everybody. It's hard to imagine in 2018 that problems still occur, but indeed we are still seeing some problems. And these ordinances would prevent anybody from being stopped from walking into a restaurant because they're transgender or renting a home because they're gay. It's hard to believe those things are still happening, but Councilmember Santos, before you arrived, I had an opportunity to speak to Councilmember Bustos and Mayor Haney. We truly had this exact situation in Somerville 2 weeks ago today where someone said, I don't rent to gay folks. Exact words said to me and another lawyer. You know, we know that's not something that y'all would want over here, and so we appreciate you acknowledging in that. It is already been adopted by the city of Charleston and other municipalities, and we appreciate your consideration to join that. And if we can be of any help with the Alliance, please let us know.
Thank you. Thank you for your service on County Council as well.
And CARTA.
All right. Any other comments, discussion? Are we prepared to vote? All in favor of the motions as stated, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Sorry, it's automatic, Mayor. It's a hard habit to break.
All right, so that moves us on to item 5C, review of notification process for design review board projects. So we decided we would want to take a look at that, see where we might make improvements. Did you want to speak now, Kevin, or wait till... Yeah, why don't we go ahead now and you can sort of set the stage for us because we're just going to look at what we do and see where we might want to enhance that a little bit.
Yeah, this came about, I think everyone on council heard heavy criticism about the Home Depot being up against the road and how could that be possible and who approved this. And it wasn't really approved by council other than an impact fee, but the design review board has an ultimate say on whether that happens. And it's just one way. The other way is to get rid of the urban corridors, which I hope we see soon. But should the neighbors know about this before the big concrete wall invades their neighborhood? The answer, I think everybody agrees that they should. So the question is, how do we notify people ahead of time about these hearings and such that the design review board does? And again, that's only one piece. I'd like to see the urban corridors done away with as well, but that's not at this juncture yet. So just for the DRB, can we let people know ahead of time and how?
Thanks. All right, so with that in mind, let's look at what we do and how we arrived at where we got to this point, if you will.
I asked Jeff to come up as the Planning and Development Department staff supports the Design Review Board, but DRB has the same notice requirements as, say, Town Council. We don't go as far as posting properties or things like that. It's noticed. I will say when it comes to the project in question that there was more than just the DRB notice for that project. I mean, that project showed through a sketch plan the location of that wall along that road at the Planning Commission level, at the committee level, at the council level for approval, and at DRB. So for that particular project, there were at least four opportunities for public involvement. So that was the process. That's where it stands. But happy to answer any questions.
Yep.
Eric, we also have a program called Notify Me that anybody can sign up for and get notified on a host of different things. Would something like this be included as well?
Yes. Every agenda goes out through Notify Me. And
yeah, so, I mean, I know a lot of people get it, but maybe a lot of people don't know about it as well. Maybe if we can do some type of public relations thing where we can go out and again, notify them about this process, that way they get notified on these things when they come up ahead of time, even before they come up on our agendas.
Be glad to.
Good.
Do we put up the yellow signs for DRB the same way we do for BOZA?
No, sir.
No, because it's not a public hearing.
Okay. So technically, it's not a public hearing, but it's what?
Public meeting.
Public meeting.
It's open, right.
Okay.
So DRB agendas and the attachments would be posted on the website, and those links and that information would be available for people to look at.
So there's no way to know based on the site itself, like you see all over town, the yellow BOZA signs?
Correct. There's not a property postings.
Okay.
For review of projects like that.
Hmm. Okay. Were you getting ready to say?
I mean, that's, I guess we could go to the extent of posting yellow signs around for council meetings, too.
It's just my opinion. I'm not sure the issue with that project was a lack of notice. And so we could post every property at a DRB meeting if you wanted. I'm not sure that would generate increased awareness or attendance at the meeting. But that's a decision, you know.
If we decided we wanted to, or could we legally do that? We legally could post, DRB will be considering this.
Yes, sir. The state provides minimum notice requirements typically for public hearings. The town or any municipality can exceed those notices. What I would suggest, however, this just wouldn't be one consideration for this committee and council is DRB is but one entity. Would you prefer such an increase in standard, which is acceptable for simply for DRB or all the other various boards and commissions? Because I think there's some there's some consideration as to the others as well. Meaning, why is DRB, why should DRB have this increased and not the others? I don't think it's illegal to segregate DRB, but that's just one consideration for the committee and council.
Okay. I guess you could say, why not things going before planning commission as well, right?
Yeah.
Planning commission.
Public hearing.
Right, for public hearings. And then we also have Old Village Historic District, I think, would affect properties. And I think that would be the limit of our properties.
Yeah, similar to DRB. Planning Commission, for instance, reviews sketch plans, say, for new subdivisions. And while that is open to the public, it does not have a required posting or
right.
You know, public hearing notice. So there are a variety of different processes that don't utilize either posting directly on property or public hearing advertisements.
Okay.
But as both gentlemen have said, you know, there's opportunities to investigate and look at options and alternatives. Posting a lot of signs is a lot of additional impact on
who
on,
does
on
post
staff.
The signs.
Our staff does that.
Okay, your staff, your department,
yes.
Goes out and posts signs. Let me turn the tables a little bit. We have some members of the media in the back. Let me put them on the spot for a change. Do y'all get notice and do y'all follow, like, if there's a DRB hearing? And where do you get that off the Notify Me app, or that's what you get it off of? Okay. And with the coming changeover in the Moultrie News, are y'all likely to stay as engaged as you are now? Like, you know, we're having a lot of after the fact people saying, wow, I didn't realize Home Depot was going to look like that. So if something comes down the line, let's don't re-debate a done deal. But, I mean, if something like that were to come down the pike in the future, y'all might say they're going before DRB and this is what they're asking to get approved, right? Is that kind of where we're coming from, that we did everything we could to put that notice out? All right.
Those documents are posted online.
Correct. So their agendas link to their materials. And, in fact, for Home Depot, part of those submittals includes several perspectives of the project, color renderings, and if there's a sheet that actually shows you view number one, view number two, three, four, I think there may be four or five of those, and with their rendering and architectural details, which is what DRB is also looking at in addition to the site, that information was out there for people to look at. How you pick up on that and reading site plans isn't the easiest thing.
Right.
And there are dozens and dozens of sheets. You don't find it on a napkin. And so people need to know what it is they're looking at, and that's not the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
Our recommendation always is for folks to call and ask us. If you see something and have a question, we're there. Check with us, and, you know, staff can explain those kinds of things.
Is there a more efficient digital way? Like, Lauren, could we consider notification in by area to HOAs? I'm talking more active than passive. Hey, it's posted. You might want to check. Here's something coming your way in your neighborhood. You know, just we send out an email or whatever.
We can certainly look at that, yes, sir, see if there's an opportunity to somehow leak a geolocation to signups. Right now we have it broken down by the actual board or commission and their agendas as to how they would receive that information.
Okay. And I noticed, too, and Chief, y'all make good use of the Nextdoor app. And I notice when our police post anything on Nextdoor, it gets a huge response, bigger than the other social media that I see. So maybe the old-fashioned putting a sign in the ground is not the most effective way to do this, but maybe we can find a digital way. So committee members, y'all want to just, maybe we can investigate some of these with staff and keep having this conversation? Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Sounds good. So we will do that then and move on from there. And if there's better ways to get that out next door, specific emails to HOAs because there's a DRB review of something near their neighborhoods. And we all know HOAs in Mount Pleasant, you want to get something out, you get it to an HOA and it'll get out there.
And Mayor, I just remember another one.
Sometimes in ways we don't want, but it's, you know, it's an engaged public.
I just remembered another tool that we also use is a development map.
Right.
So there is out on the web as well the map that shows the location of the various items going to the boards and commissions as they're moving through. So somebody looking at that in their area would be able to identify a pin.
Good.
That would say within near
that's
my
great.
Home, there's a site plan that's going to DRB, there's a rezoning, there. I mean, all of the different activities that are getting reviewed are shown on that GIS, Geographic okay. Information System map out on our website.
Great.
So it's okay. Another tool.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, so we will keep having that conversation on DRB notifications. That concludes item 5C. Item 6 is to adjourn. Is there any other business come for this committee? If not, we will stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's at Park West, right? Yeah, I'm planning on coming. I'll have to come early and leave, but I'll be there early.
Where are you going to be?
Six o'clock.
I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
Enjoying the job?
I am.